This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The big question in business, how much power does the president have over gas prices?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Oil is trading above $106 a barrel today, the byproduct of heavy fighting and chaos on the streets of Libya, a place that could erupt into a full-fledged civil war. That sort of news could send oil prices even higher. Well, here at home, gas prices have topped $3.50 a gallon. That's 33 cents more than just a couple of weeks ago. So there are calls for the White House to do something. Chief of Staff Bill Daley told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday they're considering one option, tapping into the nation's strategic oil reserve. But will that really help? Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us now to talk about it. Morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
So if they tap the reserve, what difference would it make at the gas pump?
Almost none. None at all, actually.
Okay.
The amount that Bill Daley was talking about hypothetically releasing, it's just a fraction of the amount of oil that's traded on the world market every day. And the reserve really exists in case the oil supply is significantly disrupted. And even with the situation in Libya, there hasn't been that disruption yet. So because there is no supply loss to make up, tapping the reserve would not mean cheaper gas.
So if the move won't lower prices, Gregory, what would it do?
Well, it's interesting. I talked to Tom Cloza. He's chief oil analyst at the Oil Price Information Service. He said that tapping into the reserve would really be a way for the White House to, as he called it, spank the speculators, to spook the financial funds that with each new Middle Eastern headline keep betting up the price of oil.
You know, at least it can let everyone in the space of trading futures know that there is some risk in just betting on a higher price for oil. You just can't keep buying up ever expensive crude oil futures without the fear that something could happen that could send the market asunder.
So right now, there's no reason for anyone on Wall Street to bet on lower oil prices. Tapping the reserve could give them that reason.
All right. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reporting for us this morning. Gregory, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Jury selection gets underway tomorrow in the insider trading trial of Raj Rajaratnam, the founder of hedge fund giant Galleon Group, faces up to 25 years in prison. More than two dozen other traders are charged as well. The Goldman Sachs CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, could testify at the trial. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan is with us now to talk about the broader implications of all this. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
What are these cases really about?
What they're about is a group of hedge funds made a lot of money by getting information they shouldn't have gotten. And the people who are involved in all aspects of this are being charged with a variety of things, such as insider trading and cheating.
You know, a lot of this, Alan, has been going on a long time. But these specific cases were part of what happened during the financial crisis. And yet there were certainly bigger players doing stuff that, while not insider trading, led to the financial crisis. Why haven't we seen charges against them, these bigger players on Wall Street?
Because to bring charges against the big boys, you need to have a criminal offense. And stupidity, greed, double dealing, there's been plenty of that, but no one has managed to show that there's a criminal offense. Now, I could see why this makes people angry and it annoys me. It's really shocking, but this had nothing to do with the financial crisis. Absolutely nothing.
Let me ask you this. Will Wall Street reform take care of any of this stuff?
Surely you're just...
I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah, well, the things all these people are accused of doing have been against the law for years, and Wall Street reform isn't going to stop it. But it's pleasant for some people to think so.
Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan with us from New York. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
All right, let's do the numbers. Global stocks are mixed at the moment. European shares are mostly higher right now, but Asian shares closed lower. There's a bankruptcy hearing starting in Delaware today for the Tribune Company. The media giant owns the Chicago Tribune and the LA Times, along with some TV stations. Wall Street Friday, the Dow was down 88 points, about 0.75%, to end the day at 12,169.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com.
In Canada this week, computer researchers and hackers are getting together, competing in the annual Pwn2Own hacking contest. They hope to walk away with hundreds of thousands of dollars in prizes that are offered up by Hewlett-Packard and Google. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports the contest is one of the few ways tech researchers who ward off our computer software bugs can get paid.
Pwn. It's geek speak for dominating someone in a video game or hacking a computer and taking it over, owning it. For years, Charlie Miller has pwned Pwn2Own. He's won the contest 3 years in a row. His target? Apple.
For a while, I was doing it because no one believed that Apple products could be hacked.
Not true. Charlie's hacked Apple left, right, and center. He once figured out a way to send text messages to an iPhone, break it open, steal your passwords, download your bank balance.
And there was a guy from Apple there, and I saw as soon as it happened, he was on his cell phone, you know, dialing home to Apple and telling them, you know, the problem and how to fix it. So, it was worth it just to see the panicked look on his face.
But when Charlie finds something like that, Apple doesn't pay him a cent. So in the last year, many professional security consultants like Charlie have stopped sharing the flaws they find, except in contests like this. In the hacking wars, these are the good guys. And some of the best are on strike. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And finally, police were stumped after a plane that started off with a bunch of cash in the cargo area landed in St. Martin quite a bit short and a thief on the loose. Brink Security had placed 3 sacks of money totaling more than $1.5 million in that compartment, the cargo area. A passenger had complained of being sick and stayed in the lavatory for a while, during which time he removed panels separating the toilet from the cargo place. Well, the passenger got off the plane with $238,000, a fee perhaps he charged the airline for using the bathroom. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio, and online at Marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Protests in Cairo were about rights for everyone, but one particular group was there in force, and they are making sure they're not forgotten.
This is a potentially a battleground as women seek to claim their part of this revolution and to prevent any backsliding.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Egyptian Women and Economic Equality, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.